while the ruling was disappointing, we surely understood that it was a possibility, and the commission has developed alternate plans. As you know, we have a crisis management team in place, and one of their charges was to develop a plan without the occupational tax, and so we're executing that plan. But we had a series of alternatives to review, and we'll review those alternatives. We have until next Wednesday, the 23rd, to decide if we're going to ask for a rehearing. And so any decision before the 23rd or any statement of what we're going to do before the 23rd is probably premature at this time.
Pending the appeal, the county could keep collecting this tax, and that money went into an escrow fund. First of all, can the county continue collecting the tax, or is that stopped?
I don't know. I haven't heard back from my attorneys on that.
Okay. And the money in the escrow fund, what will happen to that?
I haven't heard back from that also. It probably goes back to Judge Price to decide how he's going to distribute it.
Are you going to ask the legislative delegation to try to get a new tax through?
That's premature. We've got to decide as a commission what we think is the best approach.
Does this affect hiring a county manager?
Well, I mean, I think if someone's a professional county manager, they're surely going to Google Jefferson County, and it's not going to be a surprise, nor would it be a surprise in the people we interview. I do believe the caliber of person we're looking to hire is used to challenges, and they will see this as an opportunity to make a meaningful difference in a locale.
Bankruptcy is one of the options. What would a bankruptcy for Jefferson County look like?
I have no idea. You know, it's always been an option. It's been a real option. I was asked yesterday, it's a threat. I was asked specifically, it's been discussed for two or three years, and I said I wasn't in office 2 or 3 years ago. This commission's only been in office 4 months, and it's not a threat. It's a viable option.
Given all of the legal challenges that there have been to this occupational tax over the years, do you think that it's possible for the legislature to enact an occupational tax for Jefferson County that's not going to be challenged in some way?
Surely, if that's the approach. I mean, Birmingham has one. You would have to have a occupational tax that was properly advertised, you know, 22 days in advance, and then it'd have to be enacted without amendment.